Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. Today is going to be a lot of fun because I am going to be telling on myself. I am the guinea pig for this, you know, this episode that we're doing, but it really is going to set you up to have, you know, this year we're in or your next 12 months be your best 12 months. We're just going to be having a come to Jesus moment, if you will. So the background, the trigger for this episode is on January the 8th, I made a startling discovery. Now, to put this in perspective, the year in question is 2023. I have great plans for the year. I have a really great feeling about this year. I think it's going to be a year that makes everything else look like, wow, we were just warming up for this. You know what I mean? And I had, you know, set some really big goals and I have really been working my goals. Okay. I had been working my goals. I've been, you know, working my CEO calendar, have my time blocks and all of these things. And so for me, at the end of a week on the 7th of January, I was just expressing all this gratitude because I'm like, look, you know, the things I set out to do every day, I was getting them done. And this is a really great first week and we are on track. Okay. That was on January the 7th. And when I talk about doing everything I plan to do, I talk about my daily five, right? You guys have heard me talk about it where these are five things that I do every day to move me in the direction of my most important goals, right? And so for me, that would be, you know, prayer and meditation, exercise, meaningful time with kids, listening to a podcast, reviewing my goals, reading. Yes, there are six, but it's my daily five. But, you know, those are the things. And I was doing those. I was doing those every day. Okay. And then after that, I have the things on my CEO calendar. Like, so as an entrepreneur, what are the things I want to do to move my business forward every day or my businesses forward every day and things like that. So it was such a great week, such a great week. But then, you know, after doing the whole gratitude thing on the 7th, on the 8th of January, I realized that one of my targets was to read a book a week. Right? That's what I was going to do. And one of the books I was reading is The Miracle Equation by Hal Elrod, which is a phenomenal book. If you haven't read it, you want to grab it. And I looked at it on Audible because this was one that I was doing on Audible and I had 4 hours, 14 minutes left. And I was like, wait a minute. I said I was going to complete a book a week. And granted, you know, I read out of some other books that, you know, like I've done all those things and but I was going to finish a book a week. That was my intent. And I realized that I still had 4 hours on my first book of the year, and it was January the 8th. And I was like, the pace at which I'm going, it would take me 2 or 3 weeks to finish this book. Like, I need to sit down and do this like I mean it, right? If I want to truly accomplish this goal of reading 52 books in a year. And then, you know, it's not so much the book as it is the discovery that you can think you're doing the things, but you're not intentional enough. You're not aware enough. You're not evaluating enough to realize that you are doing some things, but you're not doing enough to deliver the result you want. Because again, I read every single day. But I didn't read enough and I wasn't even aware. And I let the first week get away from me. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, thank goodness this is a book, right? I can catch up. I can do all of that. But it made me look at my other goals. Am I tickling my goals? Am I getting them done? And all of these things. And then it dawned on me that part of the problem is that I was showing up as the 2022 version of me. And that version of me wanted to read every day. That version of me was fine with 2 to 3 books a year. And so I showed up diligently in 2023 with a different goal, but my identity was the same and my actions were the same. And so guess what would have happened at the end of the year? My results would have been the same. I really, really hope that you're getting this. And so even though I had set a different intention, I had set a different result I wanted to get, There was no way for me to accomplish that because my actions were the same. My identity was the same. And I was just so grateful that I was finding this out on January the 8th, which means that I have all this time to course correct. And, you know, I do want to stop here and say this, like, you know, there are two ways to react when you find out something like that. One of them could be regret, like, oh my goodness, I suck. You know, at the beginning of the year, I'm already doing this. I'm already behind, blah, 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 blah. Or it could be that of complete gratitude. Like, oh my goodness, I am so grateful. I found this out now, you know, the second week in the year, so I can course correct. Okay. And that, of course, that's the route that I chose to go. I was excited. I'm talking to you about it. Right. And so I was like, okay, so if that's the case, what do I need to do? Right. Like, not just for this book thing, because I mean, the book, come on, you know, we live in an era where we do Netflix binges, right? I could do an Audible binge and take care of that. That's, you know, like, so the book is not the issue, is the concept and what it does for my bigger goals. Right. And so I was like, what do I need to do about this? And I went back to this equation that, you know, I've had on my mind for years. And, you know, it's an equation or principle that I live by. And that is this. We sometimes look at results like an outcome, like something in our lives we don't like, and we decide it's going to be different, but you can't really directly change your results. We don't have the capacity to do that, right? Like, we can't directly change it. We can change the things that lead to the results, right? And so the equation is this: your identity shift precedes your actions, right? The shift in your actions, which will precede the shift in your results. You cannot directly affect your results, right? So it's identity first, action second, results later. So what was the issue with the book? I had a result from last year and I was like, I want to up-level that result. I decided, I did the goals, I did all of those things, but I didn't change my identity. And so because of that, my actions didn't change. And because of that, my results stayed the same. And so what that means is, you know, the scarier thought, not scary, like not scary in a bad way, but the scarier thought is not just the book now. If I show up as a 2022 version of myself, right? And I act the way that version of me acted, then I'm going to have the results I had in 2022. Now, this is not a bad thing, right? Like 2022 was a great year for me, like on every side. It was just a phenomenal year. But I have no intention of doing 2022 again in 2023. Like, I plan to have a completely different experience. I plan to create different results. I plan to impact at a different level. I plan to earn at a different level. I plan for my family to up level in a completely different way. Like, I am expecting a completely brand new year. And then I had to have the meeting with myself and say, listen, if you truly want that, then you know there's no amount of goal setting that's going to produce that. The goal set is just the intention. Now, after you're done setting the goals, then the question becomes, okay? So these are two powerful questions. Question number one, what version of me accomplishes these kind of goals, right? What version of me? And so for instance, you know, the version of me that'll read a book a week is a version of me one, like is the version of me that reads a book a week. Like, I am this person who reads a book a week. That is something that I complete at the end. Like every Sunday, I would have completed a new book. That is the identity. That's the way I see myself. That's the way I perceive myself. That's the way I think about myself. When I envision myself in my imagination, I think of myself as that kind of person. That's me, right? So there's an identity shift. Maybe for this year, you've said, this is the year that my business crosses seven figures. So I am this person who runs a seven-figure business. Like, that's who I am. We're not waiting to the goal to get the identity. We're not waiting to the, you know, for the outcome to get the identity. The identity precedes the outcome. And so whatever I said there, I have to, you know, come back and say, okay, this is now who I am. Right? You're bringing on a team. I am the kind of person who leads a 5-member team. I'm able to inspire them and coach them through, you know, getting high level results. You're going to adopt that. You're planning, oh, I'm going to be 40, you know, I'm going to be, you know, 30 pounds lighter, right? I am this person. I weigh this much. I start seeing myself that way. The identity. And so this is work we have to do. You may say, that's not concrete. That's not scientific. Yeah. So we're not doing that. This is what the ultra successful do. In fact, some of the most phenomenal golfers will not take a swing, will not, until they've stopped and they've walked through the whole process in their minds of accomplishing that. So they did the swing, it went into the hole, blah, 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 da-da-da. They won the championship, they're holding it. Like, they do all of that, okay? They do all of that. So there are, you know, basketball coaches who have this, the team sit and close their eyes and just do three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer in their minds. Like, their bodies are not moving, right? And part of that is shifting the identity. Like, I am this person who nails three-pointers for fun, right? And so you want to travel and see yourself as the kind of person who accomplishes the goals, the outcomes that you've set. That is the first part. This precedes creating the outcome. The outcome is the end of the equation, not the beginning of the equation. Okay, so that's the first part. The second question is, what does that kind of person, right? What does that kind of person do to get those kind of results? So for instance, I say, you know, I am this person who reads a book a week. Okay, that's who I am. Now, that version of me, how does that, what does that person do to pull that off? Well, I think one is, you know, that person is accountable, which means they have maybe a check-in on Thursday and a check-in on Sunday to make sure that they're on track, right? That person will read for X amount of time, which means I'll take a book, right? If it's on Audible, the amount of time is already there. I divide it by 7, then I know this is how much reading I must do, or, you know, listening I must do. Or if there's a book and it's 140 pages, then I know I have to read 20 pages every day. I don't say I read every day because I'm not that kind of person who just reads every day. That's not the goal. The kind of person I am is a person who reads a book a week. And so this is how much reading I do. Right? Do you see what I'm saying? Because again, the dream costs what it costs, right? We got to pay up. So that kind of person who reads a book a week, maybe has an accountability system in place, and then doesn't just accept, like, I read today is no longer good enough. I read enough today to finish this book this week. Do you see what I'm saying? That person may have a mix of, you know, big books and small books, right? Like, to make sure, yes, I can keep the pace and give the time to the bigger books and things like that. But that's what that version of me would do, right? Okay, so somebody else may be like, what actions would this new version of me take to hit $1 million in revenue this year, right? And we say, okay, like, we're done with our excusitis, where we're always giving excuses why we can't do things that are uncomfortable, because that person embraces uncomfortable things to hit the goal. And so that means things like, you know, putting yourself out there, things like building a team, you know, like all of those things. And that version of you doesn't not do those things. Like, they may be uncomfortable, but that version of you does those things. Like, that's what we do, right? The version of you who is 40 pounds lighter, what does that version of you do? That version of you maybe eats a certain way. That version of you works out a certain way. That version of you is okay going somewhere where people are eating whatever they're eating, but that person is like, yeah, but this is what, you know, I live because, you know, like my friend Ali Novitsky says, like, I want to carry my groceries at 60, at 90, right? So I'm doing all this weight, you know, weight training, strength training, I'm eating right and all this stuff because I have my mind on the future. That's what that version of me does, right? So I want you to, so these are two very simple but very powerful questions. Like, what version of me accomplishes the outcome? We sit, we understand that version, and then we show up as that version. And then the second thing is, what does that version of me do to accomplish the results? And then I do that because that's who I am, and, you know, yeah, that's what I do. Do you see what I mean? And so the reason why I'm taking the time to tell this, you know, my story and to break this down is because once we get this, we become better at crushing our goals. Okay. Setting goals and going like, oh, this will happen. I mean, we've done it, right? Like, for years and years and years. That's not the way that works. Right. And it will require you to show up differently. It will require you to think about yourself differently. It will require you to take different actions, but you can do it. This is not easy, but it's simple. But it's simple. And the more you do it, the better you get at doing it. So you take an aspect of your life, you start, you know, you take your business, you start working on that, and everything starts getting better. Okay. Now, I will then tell you the decision I made. So I asked myself these questions. I did the course correction. I am on track, you know, like, I'm back on track and all of those things. And I'm so grateful for this lesson. But this is now what I'm doing. I had to ask myself, do you want the same results in 2023 that you had in 2022? And the answer is emphatic no, like absolutely not. I'm so grateful for 2022, but I'm so curious and so excited. And so I just want to see what 2023 brings. I want to, you know, and it's really about, you know, for me, I'm all about chasing me. Like, who is the best version of me? Who's the most mature version of me? What is my potential? I want to live out my potential. I want to maximize it, all of that. So I'm playing an infinity game, right? Like, I'm never going to arrive. I'm just going to keep going. And so I was like, okay, so do you want to have the same results? I'm like, absolutely not. And then I just had this understanding that means that the 2022 version of me cannot feature in 2023. Because if that version shows up, that version is going to produce what I got in 2022. And so it got me to this place where I had this little mantra going where it's like, reject the status quo. And the status quo, I don't mean the circumstance. I don't mean the outcome. Because remember, we don't have direct control over that. Reject the status quo means every time I'm thinking about myself, like, oh, I'm just this person who can only do this or who can't do this or blah, 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 blah. I reject that because there's a new version of me who does those kind of things. Right? So I'm catching myself in places where I'm defaulting, right? Defaulting to the way I thought about myself in 2022, or defaulting to the limitations I thought I had, to default into any of that. So that's for the identity piece. But I am also catching myself in places where I have set goals that are maybe twice, three times, five times, 10 times what I had in 2022. And then the actions I'm taking in 2023 are the same as 2022. Of course, it's not going to give me the result, right? And so the status quo, as far as the actions that I'll take, I'm like rejecting that. I'm like, do you want the same results or do you want something different? If you want something different, you're going to do something different. You're not going to show up and do the same thing you did in 2022. And so I'm rejecting the default. I'm rejecting the status quo. You know, like, okay, so you decided that this year you're going to help 100,000 doctors. Well, you didn't help 100,000 doctors last year. And if this is the only action that you're doing to produce that result, it's not going to give, because it's going to give you the result you had in 2022. Do you see what I mean? And so every time I find myself defaulting to what I usually do, right? Like, you know, even in the EntreMD business school, the students will look and say, huh, like, she's doing things a little differently, because I'm all about, you know, people got mind-boggling results in 2022 in the EntreMD business school. We're talking about people launching businesses, profitable from day one, crossing the six-figure mark, crossing the seven-figure mark. For some of them, the most important thing that happened is that they truly found the business they wanted to be a part of. And so in 2023, they're already killing it. Like, we haven't even started the year. They're already killing it. And the fascinating thing is that it's not just wins in business. It's wins, you know, in business, outside of business, their personal lives, their marriages. Like, it's so crazy. So crazy. People who finally, you know, this is something they always wanted to do. So they resigned their position. And now, you know, they're taking up, you know, big roles and things. It's nuts. And so my thing was, I want to help my people get bigger results. I want to help them get, you know, results faster. And so I'm like, how can I help them do that? Right? What can I do to make this process simpler for them, for them to understand it better, for them to catch it better, for them to get rid of limiting beliefs faster, and all of those things. If I show up in EBS, the EntreMD Business School, the way I showed up in 2022, guess what happens? It's the same results. It's the same results. And so I'm fighting for that to be different. We're up-leveling all the things that we're doing. We're building things behind the scenes. It's more work, but it's good work, right? Because it's going to deliver the result that I want to see. You see what I mean? So those are places where I'm rejecting the status quo. Like, I stop and I do an audit. How am I showing up like my 2022 version? How am I doing that? And I'm like, nope, we don't do that. This is 2023. We're different. And so the bottom line is this. I want you to do this. If you do this, this changes everything. If you would stop to say, okay, what does that version, the 2023 version of me, the one who shows up at December 31st and is like, oh my goodness, we accomplished all these goals. This is wild. That version of you, how does that version show up? What does that version think about herself or himself? How does that version show up? What are the actions that one takes and all of that? And embody that, oh my goodness. Then like we say in the EntreMedia Business School, 2023 won't be ready for you. Like, it's not going to happen to you. You're going to happen to it, right? And I would love nothing more than for that to be your story, okay? So I want to welcome you to the best year of your life yet. Okay, the year you're in right now, no matter the time you're listening to this, is the best year of your life yet. I want you to reject the status quo. I want you to ask yourself those two important questions and radically, radically, radically change your life. Okay? Now, if you are here and you're listening, I'm just going to, you know, talk about this for a second. And, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're like, oh my goodness, this year is the year where everything changes for my business. I am committed to my results. I'm committed. I don't want to dabble anymore. I don't want to try anymore. I want to get it done. I want to tell you that there is a place for you. It is called the EntreMD Business School. And if you have not checked it out, I want you to. It is a place simply like think about the podcast, think about all the wins you've had for a podcast and you're like, I want to 10X that. The place where you 10X that is in the EntreMD Business School. I am committed to constantly giving value on this podcast. If you listen to this, you know, there's no fluff. It's not a fluffy podcast. Okay. I'm going to give you value. I'm going to give you things that are going to move your business forward and all of that. But compared to the business school, and we're talking 10X, okay? You're talking about having the accountability. You're talking about being in a community of physicians who are doing the same thing. We're talking all the way from startups to 7 million in revenue, like, and everything in between, right? All there. And people who open doors for you, people who create connections for your network is your net worth, right? Where you get weekly coaching, weekly group coaching with me, you get the blueprints, the roadmaps, the formula, the things you need to thrive. Okay. So check it out, EntreMD.com/business, EntreMD.com/business. And if you have questions about it, feel free to send me a DM or a PM on Facebook or Instagram, and my team will be happy to take care of you, get on a call, answer your questions, and get you in. Okay. So that's EntreMD.com/business. We'd love to have you in the school. And I cannot wait to see all the wins you create. So guys, take this, go work on it, and create a masterpiece. Create this 12-month period that is a complete masterpiece. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. Do not forget to share this with the doctor. Okay, we have thought that we're one-trick ponies and we're the way we are and we're stuck and all of those kind of things, but we can absolutely, absolutely, absolutely change it. Okay? All righty. I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD Podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD Podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.